MSW Media.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to...
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You blow it!
You idiot!
Idiot of the week!
Week, 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 week!
Thank you for joining us here on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network and MSW Media.
You are amazing. Thank you so much for being here with us. You know what else I want to thank you for? I want to thank everybody who supports this podcast, either by listening, by sharing and posting, by talking about it with your friends, you know, on Zoom, you know, and for everybody who has come in and been a Patreon supporter, either old school, new school, if you did it for a month or two, we are grateful. And if you go on over to Patreon.com right now, did you know for $5, Angela, you could support this Black woman-owned podcast?
That is amazing, Frances. And then I believe that we say thank you.
You know how we say thank you?
Is it in the form of 3 microidiots every single week?
It sure is.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. If you want to push your happy buttons, if you want some joy in your inbox, okay?
Some yay in your today.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
The Frangela will put it there for you. You know what? And I'm going to tell you something. I say it all the time. Health begins with mental health. And mental health, one of the best ways, things you can do. People always ask, why do we look so young? That's because we laugh all the fucking time.
Do they? People haven't been asking me that question.
They've been asking you that.
Nobody's asked me that.
Yeah, and let me tell you how to get that medicine, okay? All right?
But nobody's asked me that.
I'm going to tell you something, how to slather on the fountain of youth. Become a Frangela Patreon supporter. And I'm going to tell you something, we're going to take like at least 5 years off you.
Instantly.
That's an instantly.
FDA. They're looking into it because they're amazed.
I know. They're like, Frangela, how can we bottle it? I'm like, you can't bottle it. You got to go to Patreon and get it.
I don't know. And then also thank you for getting cameos. Those are personalized video message. Go to cameo.com, put in Frangela, get yourself a cameo message. You can get one as a gift also. It's an excellent gift
for
a friend or family member, a way to explain why you're late for work, whatever you need.
And we want to invite you. I mean, invite you to join us for the Sexy Liberal Indictment Tour. Go to sexyliberal.com. Check out we have new updates all the time. I know for sure we're going to be our only show in 2023. It's going to be in Los Angeles here at the Saban on October 21st. But check out our listings, okay? And then always join us every Friday morning in the third hour, the Stephanie Miller Show, for Fridays with Frangela.
That's right. It's the blackest hour in radio. Don't miss it. I think we should get started on today's idiocy. It is on fire.
It is on fire. Okay. Will you kick us off here?
Yes. First up, this is from Tracy P. Thank you, Tracy. We adore you. Woman suffers unimaginable pain after mistaking super glue for eye drops.
Yeah, you know, the stupid is just right there. And
it is.
You know, there's a woman who talks about, you know, organizing your stuff, Marie Kondo.
Yes.
This is a good.
She's a hero. She's a hero.
She is a hero. I'm going to tell you, there is nothing better than everything has a place in your life. And this is the perfect example of this, because whatever you are doing in your life, super glue and eye drops shouldn't be in the same spot.
This is such an excellent, you know what? It is often a misunderstood level of decorating.
Okay.
And I believe that we've covered this in various ways. Recently, we had an idiot story about a man who drank an auto product.
Yes.
Thinking it was an energy drink.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked the question, oh, where did you find this jug of auto product in your home.
Right. In the fridge or under the sink.
In the garage next to the oil. Or was it in a cabinet next to the juice boxes? See, these are the reasons why we do things like this. And I'm going to say, as somebody who keeps, let me start with a few recusal kind of situations. Number one, Francis and I, we do have to admit, some of you OGs know this. Years ago, we decided that it made some kind of sense to give ourselves chemical peels. We were much younger.
First of all, only were we much younger, we were ahead of the curve. Now you got all kinds of hyaluronic acids, this acid in this product.
Yeah. But back then, acid. They just had one acid. It was the acid they used on everything.
The one acid.
And for some reason, you are allowed to buy it online. Okay.
Hey, look. Alibaba will send you anything. Okay.
So we got this acid and we learned a very valuable lesson after our second attempt. Because this is the thing with the acid. They send you pure 100% acid, right? And you have to dilute it before you put any on your face, which, by the way, don't do this. Do not do this. So we did it. We got it. We did our little, hand back and forth titration level lab work, got it diluted, put a layer on, and then went to do it again and realized that we had not marked the bottles and they were the exact same size. So we didn't know what acid had been diluted and what was full strength.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And I'm gonna tell you, what we didn't do was use it.
No.
Because the only way to find out would be to try. And you're not supposed to put the pure acid on you. So we didn't do it. So I understand how you can grab the wrong thing. Where you get me is, as a person, you know, Francis, I keep things on my nightstand because I have pretty bad allergies. So throughout the night, I will have to get things like Benadryl, Kleenex, a Vaseline, because my nose will crack and starts to like bleed. So I have it right next to me and set up so that in the dark with my eyes closed, so I don't have to wake two up. Maybe I can get back to sleep. I can grab those things and put them in. But what I don't do is also store there acid.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Super
crazy
glue. Right?
Oil, auto products, live electrical exposed wires, shards of glass, mace. These are the things I don't put there just in case.
Are you saying you're not an idiot?
Saying I am not an idiot.
Okay. New York woman, Lydia Hartman, somehow got her eye drops and super glue mixed up. She mistook the super glue for her medicine, despite the intense smell and it being vastly different in consistency to her eye drops. Yeah, here's my thing.
She was doing it quickly. I have no doubt it was a slip. You know,
I know.
There was no time.
Squish, okay? Mm-hmm. However you want to say it got done, she squeezed super glue into her eyeballs and under her eyelids. Naturally, being super glue, it did what super glue does very well in a super way, y'all. It glued her eyes shizzut. Not just shut, shizzut.
Shizzut. I'm sorry, we're using medical terms. Shizzut.
Shizzut.
They tried using the cream that breaks down the crazy glue. But let me tell you something. And this is something that does piss me off about crazy glue. As somebody who uses it often, I don't understand how when I'm trying to glue something together that I want glued together, it breaks off easily. It has a hard time clicking. But my skin, let me get a little stuck on my finger. Can't get that off. I gotta get rid of that skin.
For weeks.
Because the only way I can get that, I have to buff that layer of skin. It's dead. It's gone.
Yeah.
But the thing, I got it to glue together? Nope. Nope. So, but there is a reason. You see people, they use one of the things that you can be told to use in emergency situations for wounds is in fact crazy glue.
Yeah.
And also I will say, because I use them both, the thing, it may not seem like a huge difference, but eye drops are usually a good one twist open.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe two twists. Crazy glue is a good 5-6 twists.
Yeah.
You know? And the vapors are stingy.
Well, and that's why everybody's going like, how does she miss that? But you know what? Everybody's sense of smell is the same.
No, and she was asleep. You know what I'm saying? She was half asleep. She was trying to do something in there. But here we go with mindfulness.
That's right. So they had her try to, with the ointment, that, because here's the thing. This has happened enough that there is an ointment that breaks down the glue. Okay? So the medical team had rubbed that all around our eyeballs. But our
didn't work.
It didn't work. Okay, then they started picking at the glue, trying to separate her eye. Still nothing. And you know how, and I know this, you know this feeling we've all had when you are up against the wall and you're like, oh fuck, is it gonna be like this forever? Are my eyes gonna be shut with this super glue closed like this? Did I do this shit to myself for the rest of my fucking life?
Yep.
They then took her to a private room and used a metal tool to pry her eyes open.
And they don't name the tool, which makes me really suspicious. It makes me think that it's not a tool that's supposed to be used that way. No. Do you know what I'm saying? Like something weird, like a speculum. I don't know. Like they use something that they're not specifically naming to open her eyes. And she, you know, she put it up there. And this has happened enough. So a lot of people, it's happened to a lot of people. But, and we don't know how, I don't know how much more strongly I can say this. It is very important that you read bottles.
Yes.
And follow their directions.
I mean, really follow their directions. You know, I bought some, just this is a side note, I bought some oil. And, you know, I'm an oil user. I don't use lotion. And it came in a 2-pack of some grapeseed oil. And I got some castor oil. Now, it says for external use only, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I come in the bathroom. And my husband, who is an old fucking man,
he's really old.
Is chugging the castor oil, okay? And I'm like, dude,
what are you doing?
Dude, what are you doing? He's like, it's castor oil. I was like, but it says for external use only. I'm like, I do this podcast. I do a podcast about this
people
shit.
That castor oil, what was it that people would drink castor oil for?
Castor oil is an old remedy that we used to give children, especially to keep from getting sick at the top of every flu season.
But is this a old wives' tale, or is there any medical reality to this?
Castor oil reduces inflammation.
Okay.
Okay. And so I bought it. Okay. This is like TMI, but I bought it for my daughter for when, you know, she's got, you know, cramps and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can do a hot pack with that. That's, you right. know, and what have you. But yeah, that's what I bought it for.
I'm going to tell you, you can't bring nothing in that house that might be for skincare or without Tom using it. There's no way.
He is a product hoe. My husband is a product hoe.
If he even suspects it'll keep his skin dewy, he is all over.
He's in it. Okay, here we go. Next up. This is from Erica C. Quote, friends will snitch. Florida officials search for teens who broke into an $8 million mansion to throw a party. First of all, let's talk about Moxie, okay? I dig these kids, Moxie. Florida officials are searching for teens who broke into an $1 million mansion or half $1 million house. They broke into an $8 million mansion to what? Party and host a boxing match.
Okay, this is where I got a little like, and I think we both were torn on this because you, of course, you know, you're going to get busted for this. It's going up with this many kids, especially, it's going up on social media. There's no way it's not. So you're going to be busted red-handed. But I was like, but look at the young entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
They just have a party. They had a boxing match. And it sounds like the way they put it isn't like just two people fighting. Like they were trying to have a legit boxing match. And so these are young promoters, if you will. I find their behavior stupid. And also extra credity.
Yeah, exactly. The Walton County Sheriff's Office were called early Saturday morning for a noise complaint at a home. When deputies arrived, most of the people who attended the party in Santa Rosa Beach had left, but videos of the gathering began to circulate on Instagram, Snapchat, I'm sure Facebook and Twitter, all kinds of other social media platforms. There were an estimated 150 to 200 teens at the party. This was a blowout.
And also, I gotta say, I mean, growing up in the Midwest, this is so much better than a basement party. Like,
but see,
But
here's the thing. I used to have, this is why I love this, because I had parties like this. I used to go to parties like this. And this is wreck a house party, right?
Well, that's a problem. I need to ask a question on an $8 million mansion. Like, how good was the security on it? Like, it just feels like
wasn't $8 million worth.
Teenagers, like, it wasn't very good. Like, are they all MacGyver?
Shouldn't you have at least have a ring doorbell, at least to know motherfuckers coming in your house?
Some kind of lock, even just a latch, you know, it just seems like they were able to get really easy access to this place. And so I don't understand how that happened, but they don't say what damage there may or may not have been to the home, which I think is important information.
Yes.
But I mean, they made Ferris Bueller look weak.
Right. Well, and I'm going to tell you something. Let me tell you, this right here is my teenhood. Mm-hmm. My friend Simeon, who had a party when his parents were out of town, so large with so many people, they broke the floor. He made thousands of dollars because he threw a kegger. And he made so much money that he was able to then take the money to repair the floor. This is like, I I grew up with these wreck-a-house parties, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 200 kids, you know, running up into somebody's house. And I knew a lot of people who did a lot of squatting, you know, who would break into homes and then squat and throw parties.
It's so crazy to me. It's so crazy.
This is very much my culture growing up. But the multi-million of it, I admire.
I just question the security here. Like, I just feel like they shouldn't have been able to do it.
No,
because I don't have $8 million worth of anything. And I think I guarded a lot better.
Can I also say that kids wouldn't have to do this if they had a place to go, which is one of the reasons.
Well, there is no place for them to go to do these things because they're illegal.
Well, this is what some of the videos show, a boxing match happening in the foyer of the multi-million dollar home, which I love.
It's just, these are the reason that they don't, because they're never going to have a community center for teenagers to do drugs, drink, and hold illegal fights. I'm really confident in this, that's not going to happen.
All right, if you say so.
And we'll be right back.
Welcome back. Next up, this is from Erica C. Woman hands baby to man so she can jump into brawl.
I'm sorry, Francis. Could you repeat that?
Woman hands baby to man so she can jump into brawl. I've heard of hold my beer, but never hold my baby.
I mean, apparently a wild brawl broke out in an Australian supermarket. That Australian supermarket, let me tell you something about Australia. I don't think I can, besides the fact that it's really too far away, I don't think I can go. Australians are crazy. And I mean, there's something about their energy that's always, it feels like really happy and upbeat. And I haven't watched this video, but I'm like, even when they're mad, there's something sort of upbeat about, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Something very energetic and upbeat about it. Apparently this, it spiraled out of control, which I find interesting because if it was a wild brawl, wasn't it already out of control?
Hey, this was at a Woolworths.
I didn't even know there were Woolworths still.
Girl, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I didn't know that there was a Woolworths left on this planet.
And apparently, all these people started fighting. And then two men tried, this is what I love. Two men tried to stop the fight. They jumped in, but then they started fighting each other. They had some sort of creative differences over how to stop the fight. They start fighting each other. And then there's a woman watching holding a baby. And in the video, you see her hand her baby to somebody and run in and start punching.
Yes. There were 10. This is a 10-person brawl. Okay. Like you see in the cartoons, just bodies swinging and fighting. One woman was captured on video and can be seen running into the aisles, pursued by the man, who was stopped eventually by a bystander to break up the fracas.
They're yelling insults at each other.
Bottles of Sprite are being thrown.
It was an all out, you know, just crazy, crazy fight. But this is the thing I have to say. Number one, first, we are always critiquing parents. Okay. Yes. We are always, she's wrong to not have the baby with her, and she's wrong to hand the baby off when she got a fight. Like, where does she write?
What I love about whatever went down, it was serious enough for her to be like, oh, no, hold my baby. I'm going to get in this.
Can she get some credit for not taking the baby in with her? Can she get some credit for some responsible brawling?
She can.
Because a lot of parents would be like, find a baby to fight. You know what I mean? They'd be like, it's a family fight. Everybody got to be in this fight. But they, you know, what she did, she said, this is not your fight. You stay here. Mommy's going to go in and get some stuff regulated. Like, I mean.
Hilarious.
I'm just saying, can a mom be right ever?
Ever. And lastly, this is from Cynthia B. Florida woman wearing only a towel accused of flashing children. This was her quote. I was too lazy to put clothes on. I'm going to tell you, I feel like I need to recuse myself.
Yeah. And also I was torn about doing this because it does involve, you know, flashing children, but the flashing of the children seems like, and it
wasn't sexual.
It seems like an after effect of the whole, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't the intention. Giselle Robinson, 36, was arrested and booked on 2 counts of lewd and lascivious exhibition. According to the arrest affidavit, cops were called to the Dollar General.
Which, I gotta say, is the portal to hell, okay?
I'm telling you.
Family Dollar, like Dollar General.
Anything like that.
If it's got dollar in its name.
All these things. They're usually in the same shopping mall too, but they're just different Spirit. They're just different entrances to the same level of hell.
Yeah.
So she was in the Dollar General at 9:30 at night, and apparently she was in the parking lot, and these children said that she walked over to a car that they were at nearby, a Circle K, that's another problem, and asked the children if they had a lighter. Now, do with that what you want. It's a detail of the story. I'm just putting it out there. First, she said, y'all have a lighter.
Here's the thing. That just shows, like, this is an older woman. Because kids don't smoke with lighters anymore. They.
Well, but I think they're, like, they're under the age of 16, too.
Yeah.
Which tells me maybe they were teenagers. Because they're not. Why you would pick 16 is weird.
Yeah.
But, so she asked. They said, no, we have a lighter. And then the kids, I mean, being children and inquisitive, asked, hey, why are you out here in just a towel? Why don't you have some clothes on? And she said, I'm too lazy to put clothes on.
Now, I'm going to stop right here. I don't know why we don't have more exchanges like this in the world.
Well, hopefully okay. Because there aren't a lot of people naked in the street. That's number one.
That leads me to my next question. Why aren't we more out there naked?
Because it's illegal and wrong.
Why?
You know, because in this culture, we've decided that it's wrong. And so when people do it, I just think that there are people who are, maybe they're uncomfortable with the human form. Maybe
that's
for me.
Okay. That's your problem. That sounds like a you problem.
I have a hygiene issue with it. Okay. Because there's people have different levels of cleanliness. And I believe that the part of the function of clothes is just to separate your skin from mine.
Look, maybe this was a no panty day. Okay.
No, this was a no nothing day. She did have a towel.
She did have a towel. She was just so, didn't feel like pulling on the clothes.
And she was honest about it. And I don't think we reward honesty enough. She didn't try to say, normally when people are naked in idiot stories, they have some other, you know, it's some other crazy excuse. Oh, my clothes fell off.
Right.
The ghost took them, you know, but I appreciate it. Look, I just didn't have it in me. I was just too lazy. And not just this morning, like, I'm just too lazy in general. So they began filming her. And the second they began filming her, she let her towel drop. Because I think her point was, well, if you're going to film, then...
Right, get hit, say something.
Hey. So the kids were recording this on their cell phone. So, you know, she said that walking around with a towel on was normal to her. And then later admitted to being too lazy to put on clothing. But it's normal to you inside your home. This is a really important distinction. So many of the things we talk about in Idiot of the Week would not make it into Idiot of the Week if they remained in your home, in your residence.
Here's the problem. Then she gets taken to jail while she's being held on a $10,000 bond. Now,
bitch ain't got pockets. She ain't got no $10,000.
This is my problem with how we address issues in our society.
Yeah.
You go and you bring these extra, this person clearly needs help.
Well, and also, I mean, when you look at how the law functions, Trump is accused of taking highly classified documents, indicted, and he doesn't have to pay bail, and he just gets to go home.
Yes.
This woman dropped a towel.
Yep.
In front of some teenagers. She shouldn't have done it. It's wrong. But $10,000 bond, and she was drunk. There's something going on here. I think booze and something else. It doesn't make any sense to me where we decide like the danger is and where it isn't.
Yeah.
But also, I just want to say, I just think we need to reward this level of honesty.
I love it. I love it. She was like, you know what? I was too lazy.
I was too lazy.
To put it on.
And you sure you don't have a lighter? Like, that's it. She's very simple. She's a simple woman.
Let's review. We had the woman who suffers unimaginable pain after mistaking super glue for eye drops.
The teens who broke into the $8 million mansion to throw a party.
Which was crazy. Then we had the woman who hands her baby to a man so she could jump into a brawl.
And then we had the woman who's accused of only wearing a towel because she was too lazy.
Okay, who's the biggest idiot? I want to say, for me, it is the kids who broke into the $8 million mansion to throw a party and not expect to get snitched on.
Yeah, well, is it snitching when people are posting it to social media? Like, I don't even know if that counts as snitching. Like, it's, you didn't take away people's cell phones. You didn't say, hey, this is illegal.
Right.
Don't tell anyone. You posted and they posted and that's how you got caught. I'm going to say this might surprise you a little bit. I think I'd go with hands baby off to get into a fight.
Really?
Yeah, because this is the, you know, I have a distinct issue with when I see that people are thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You can get me on crimes of passion, moments of irrational anger, but when I see the thought process, so because what you see here is a person seeing a fight, mm-hmm. and realizing, holding their baby and going, you know what, babies shouldn't be in fights,
right, but I should.
Yeah, first of all, joining a fight is always a questionable choice, right? But if you, for whatever reason, you feel that you need to be on the side of righteousness, something's going down that you feel strongly about, somebody's getting picked on, whatever, it may be something that I would fundamentally agree with.
Mm-hmm.
But you went far enough in your thoughts to know, I need to take this baby off. Not just to baby out the situation, just the baby can't run into the fight. Which means that you had the ability, the decision-making ability to say no and keep yourself out of it. You weren't skitching out. You didn't have a mental break. You made a series of decisions that were really, really fucking stupid.
You know what, Angela? There was a time in this country.
There was a time.
There was a time in this country that if you had your child around violence, you tried to get your child away from the violence.
Yeah, that was the goal.
That was the goal. Okay, you weren't trying to jump in the violence.
No, you weren't trying to keep them on the outsides of the skirmish so you could get back. Like, you wanted them away from it entirely. Okay, for instance, there was a time in this country.
Yeah, it's a time
in this country when you were really, really careful about what you put up in your eyeballs.
Yes, you were.
You said, oh, what is this I'm putting in my eyeball?
Mm-hmm.
People did that.
I South Francis Callier.
I'm Angela B. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
Idiot of the Week.
Week.